Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
And now, time for intellectual property news. Elizabeth, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, so I did a little bit of digging into AI and patents because Richard's a patent attorney. I'm a patent agent. He owns a patent firm that does trademarks and copyrights too. And I ended up on the WIPO site, which is the World Intellectual Property Organization, which is really a great site if you're in the patent world. They had some historical milestones on here of AI patent applications. And can anybody here tell me what year was the first mention of the term AI?
1956.
Oh, Terry, did you look that up?
I have ChatGPT running in my brain, yeah.
Who would have thought, right? I don't think we were even born yet.
That year. That's why I remember it.
My next question is, in 1987 to 1993, a catastrophic event happened that led to the second AI winter. What was that? Does anybody know? Can you guess? There was a sudden collapse of the specialized hardware industry during those years. And so they didn't have the components they needed to get the computing systems to run AI. Then they solved that because AI became more data-driven and computers increased in power. So that led to what we have today. But which two countries have the most patents about AI?
I'd say China's probably up there.
Yep, that's one of them. What's the other one?
US.
Yes, very good. And then what is the leading company for patents in AI? It's IBM, which started out as International Business Machines way back when.
Yeah.
And now is almost all about software. Although I do think they still do some actual physical products. One last thing they threw in this, and this is just a rhetorical question, but a scary one. They talked about super intelligence. What happens if intelligent machines exceed the capabilities of the human brain?
They will be taxed heavily by Congress.
I can hardly imagine an industry which is not going to be transformed by AI. So that is our intellectual property in the news. There's a lot of patents around AI.
And of course, if you have a patent that you want to file, you can do so by contacting Gearhart Law. Or you can go to learnmoreaboutpatents.com. and get a free white paper on patents or sign up for a consultation with one of the Gearhart Law attorneys. And don't forget, too, you can also download a paper about trademarks at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. And we'd be happy to help you with any trademark filings that you have.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.